The theater group Doppelscope's first full-length theater piece was the existential sing-along, which they performed last fall on Muhlenberg College's stage, and now they're back for Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater with Gruff, a new family musical with goats. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. All the goats in the junkyard know the story of the three billy goats, Gruff, or do they? In this interactive and puppet-filled musical, a young goat leaves the junkyard for the first time and stumbles into the fantastical land of the trolls. There she learns about the wonder of the natural world, and a new adventure begins in which trolls and goats learn to live and play together. Doppelscope's co-artistic directors, Aura Fruchter and Christopher Schur.
We've been doing shows since 2009. They've all been interdisciplinary hybrids of puppetry, clown, magic, and improvisational theater. And this is our first large-scale family-friendly show, and it is also the premiere of Gruff here in Allentown at Summer Music Theater.
We like to do a lot of work exploring dark themes in light ways.
Doppelscope co-artistic director, Aura Fruchter.
Part of our mission is to be silly, but also very serious, and magic and puppetry and clown really supports that. We like to be in dialogue with our audiences. We have a very interactive style.
Exploring dark things in a lighthearted way, so that would explain the existential sing-along previous.
That was our first show and still is our signature show. We actually came to Muhlenberg to do that for the students and general public. Chris actually graduated from here. It was cool to be here and do that show, which really resonated with the students. It's about a lot of issues that actually come up for college students. When am I a real person, a grown-up? How do I know if people like me or not? Am I good at what I do? All through puppets and breakfast cereal and jelly beans and cookies. It's like a birthday party for grown-ups. Yeah.
And when Charlie asked us to do the kids' show for the summer season, we realized we could do something we really cared about, which was an environmentalist show, but in the same style where we approach these big, scary things that everyone's thinking about, but do it in the most playful and absurd way possible to engage and invite the audience into that world.
I was thinking about this yesterday, the day before, when I was ruminating over what we were going to talk about and talking about things that in other cultures, in other places in the world, puppets are not considered just child's play. And I was wondering where your love of combining those two elements came from.
One of the things I love about puppetry is we can explore pretty universal things, but get really specific too. We can introduce a world where puppets are characters and invite people to be in that world with us. And once they're there, they can recognize lots of human emotions, lots of relationship dynamics. But seeing it with puppets really somehow opens it up and invites them to actually really deeply engage with it. Even though they're silly in our show, and sometimes in our other shows they're really serious, there's something about adding that element of it that takes a universal and lets you feel connected to it.
Adults really do love puppets, and we've performed for adults and children alternately on many occasions, and something that we noticed is that some adults are bringing their kids to see puppet shows because they, the adults, want to see the puppets. The kids are kind of an excuse for some adults, but you know, you can't come to a puppet show without kids, or at least that's what some people think. So I think that was part of our motivation in the adult shows that we've done, such as an existential sing-along and Gruff. One of our aims is to marry those two things, to create something that is family friendly, so totally accessible to children, but totally entertaining to adults and older kids as well. So we're trying to do all of that.
Back in Brooklyn, actually, we do puppet shows for kids as a company called Yellow Sneaker. And this is the first time we're getting to take this much time and have a theater to create a family-friendly show in and invite people into a space. One of the things that's really exciting about that is that after family-friendly shows, we think a lot of conversations happen. You talk about your kid with the show, and we think that this is a great jumping-off point of a show to talk about the environment and our history as people in our natural world.
Give the children a little bit of something to talk to their parents about later on, about why are we just throwing those things out? Because the children can access it in a way that maybe the parents will then, I mean, either they got to come up with a really good dodge or they got to come up with a good answer,
sure.
And the kid's going to pin them on it.
We're excited about it is also that we're not creating villains in this show. We're showing people with choices and the elements of a choice and how you can really have great intentions, but by seeing only a part of a picture, it's really hard to make the right choice. So we hope that we're opening doors to ask questions.
We very much love the hybrid of live performers and puppets. Puppets can do a lot of magical things on stage that human actors can't do, and human actors can do a lot of things that puppets can't do. So when you combine them, the possibilities expand exponentially.
Double Scope co-artistic director Christopher Scheer. I also spoke with Aura Fruchter. Gruff is on stage in the Studio Theater of the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance on the Muhlenberg College campus. The show runs June 18th through July 26th. For more information, the box office number is 484-664-3333. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu/smt. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.